For some reason, film writers have this thing for lists. Best of, favorite, greatest, and so forth, of the year, or the decade, or of all time. This is more of a compulsion for them even than music or sports fans. I'm no different. It's fun to look back, evaluate, and compare movies, as long as I recognize that any list is limited by what I managed to see, and what I was able to see. By any measure, 2015 was an incredibly rich year for film. But how many of the most interesting or innovative pictures made it to the local multiplex? The truth is, a film snob has to be on the lookout. And I'm lucky there's an art theater in town, and a bunch of festivals, too. Here are my four favorite motion picture experiences from last year. I admit that I tend to favor an epic vision, and if that vision is a steep, relentless assault on the heart and the mind, a mad journey through a world where the human as such suffers the ultimate degradation, I still can't avoid the sense of awe it inspires. The late Russian director Alexei German's final work, Hard to Be a God, is such a film. A powerful aristocrat surges and slashes his way through a nightmarish medieval landscape whose denizens survive in an animalistic state of ignorance and fear. And for what purpose is he so favored with his dominant godlike position? German's three-hour, rain-soaked, black-and-white spectacle of hell is about power for its own sake, and it goes further into that fact of history than any film has ever dared. As Hard to Be a God unfolds, you may find yourself wondering, how did they do this? But keeping in mind what's going on in the news nowadays, you may also think, is this where we're headed? My second choice is a different sort of epic. Portuguese director Miguel Gomez brings us Arabian Nights, a three-part, six-hour excursion into the state of inequality and injustice we all live in after the great crash of 08, with Portugal and its misguided austerity policies standing in for the rest of the world. Using the structure of the great fable collection, The 1001 Nights, Gomez ranges far and wide with stories that mix the real and the symbolic, the everyday and the absurd. And whether it's with a rooster put on trial for crowing at the wrong hours, or a pet dog whose unflagging happiness contrasts with the misery of a variety of its owners, Gomez uses the mythology of nature and animals to convey that which makes us most human. My third choice is another Russian film, Leviathan, directed by Andrei Zvyagintsev. A man named Kolya, living in his family home on the Volga River, fights with the corrupt mayor of his town who plans to demolish his house to make way for a lucrative building project. Enlisting an old lawyer friend to help him in his case, Kolya is so consumed with rage that he doesn't see the possible threat of a love affair between his friend and his long-suffering wife. Meanwhile, a prominent priest who is allied with the mayor evokes urgent questions concerning faith, the church, and state. Vladimir Putin is never mentioned in the film, but what he represents is reflected in almost every scene. Leviathan is a heart-rending tragedy of the collision between the personal and the political. And finally, my fourth choice is by the great French director Olivier Assayas. Clouds of Sils Maria is a poignant, surprising meditation on youth and age, technology, the role of the artist, love, jealousy, mortality, and much more, as reflected in the story of a middle-aged actress played by Juliette Binoche, returning to a play she did when young, but now in a different role, and navigating her fears and desires with the help of her young personal assistant played by Kristen Stewart. The perfection of imperfection is woven into the director's aesthetic, never more so than here in this poetic film of flawed relationships set against distant landscapes. Clouds of Sils Maria ultimately reveals its secrets by respecting life's mystery. You can see my full list of 20 favorite films from 2015 when it goes up on the KXCI website next week. And may your 2016 be a great cinematic adventure.